Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Yamakisha. How may I assist you today?
Hey, how you doing? apparently, your company put a gave me a charge of $67 and change. My credit card company put it down as a fraud.
Okay.
And they've blocked out my credit card. I am not happy about that.
Okay, sir. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can try to locate an account for you?
Excuse me?
Can you provide me with your zip code so I can try to locate an account?
Okay, it's 11937.
21937?
No. 1197.
1197?
Yeah.
Your zip code is 1197.
That's where my zip code is at.
Okay. I'm just checking and making sure. Okay, so I'm not finding anything for 1197.
You're 11937.
Oh, 37, I'm sorry.
37.
Well, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
You have the pleasure of speaking to James Gloodhill.
Thank you so much for that information, Mr. Gloodhill. And for security purposes of the account, can you verify your mailing address for me?
Excuse me?
Hold on a minute.
I gotta do something here.
Okay.
I'm not gonna hear you. I have hearing aids and it's bad enough with even with low TV. Better yet, turn it off. It works better. Okay. Say that again, please.
Yes, sir. I said for security purposes of the account, can you verify your mailing address?
My mailing address is 7 Dogwood Drive, East Hampton, New York.
Thank you so much for that information. So I have located an account with that name and that address. Give me a brief moment. Okay, so on May 30th, do you remember paying $5.74 for shipping handling for a tactical bag?
For a tactical bag on May 30th.
Yes, sir.
I ordered a tactical bag and I was only supposed to pay the mailing charge.
So, you were only supposed to pay the shipping and handling.
There was one bag I ordered. It was six. I saw the thing they were charging me $67 for. It was a regular tactical bag. All right. I got a small tactical bag the other day, and there was supposed to be no charge on it.
Okay. So, when you paid the shipping and handling for that tactical bag, that was just a welcoming gift for our services. That's why you're seeing the $67.37 on the account.
All right. So whatever, I canceled that order because I wasn't going to pay $67. And the guy who I talked to said that it would be handled, and apparently it wasn't handled.
All right. Okay. Give me a brief moment just to review. Okay, so I can definitely get the account canceled out for you if you like.
Yeah, I canceled that, and it's I went to go get gas yesterday, and I couldn't use my credit card.
Yes, sir. Give me a brief moment to get the account canceled out and provide you with the cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, so are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yeah, give me the number, please.
Yes, so it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Charlie.
260.
260.
486.
576.
Yes, sir, that's correct. So I do have you canceled out. You will no longer be billed from us in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. It was my pleasure assisting you. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.